Sharing is built into it. I mean, it's something for sharing. And the interesting thing, Richard, is about the sharing. It seems to me the only thing I can share with you. How can I share with you my experience of red? It might be your experience of blue, how do I know? How can I share with you my pain or my pleasure? I mean, the taste of the apple pie we've had is a secret thing. We are really separate and lonesome, aren't we, in matters of feeling and sensation. We're each locked up in a private world, lonely. But we can, there's one thing that we can share absolutely, 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 without any shadow of doubt, and that is where we're coming from, who we are, what we are, center. And why is this so utterly shareable? There's nothing there to go wrong. It seems to me that the vision of the one we really, really are here is 100% or nothing. Either it exists or it doesn't. And if it exists, it's 100%. Because why? Because, as St. Thomas a Kempis described it, it's a vision of eternal clarity, everlasting clearness, the country of everlasting clearness. I share that with you and with all its citizens. That's sharing. The only thing we can really, 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 really share beyond any doubt. And the ways of sharing it started off with a few simple ones, and they've developed into, I suppose, I call them experiments, something like 20, 25 modes of sharing this. And any one of them will take you home, any one. Any road home is a good road, any ticket home is a good ticket, from what we look like there to what we are here. And it's a real journey, because the physicality of this is so extraordinary. The spiritual things are physical, and truly physical things are spiritual. There's no division. And this spiritual journey, the journey home, the prodigal son, really, from far country to father's house, is a real journey from what I look like there to what I am here. And we have to keep coming home, coming home, coming home to the place we never left. And all our experiments, all our devices for sharing this are vehicles and journeys from A to B, from what we look like to what we are. And they're real, it's a real journey from a real place to a real place on real vehicles and for arriving at home, the place you never left. That's so extraordinary. And what I find difficult and unacceptable, really, is the wishy-washy, cloudy, wishy-washy reliance on words. Words, words, words. Concepts of so much alleged spirituality. It's real, it's practical, it's down to earth, it's concrete. Coming home from your parents to your reality. As the Buddha said, you won't by going reach that place where there is the end of suffering. You get it by coming. And we are so good at looking that way and lousy at looking this way. This way you've got to look at you've got to be in receipt of what things are going on, or you'd be creamed on the highway, wouldn't you? I mean, you have to avoid buses and people in the street. So you look at what's going on there. We're pretty good at that, well, fairly good at that, and we're lousy at looking this way. This way we hallucinate. And we hallucinate, for instance, two little windows. Nearly everybody lives and dies believing they're looking out of two little peepholes. And nearly everybody lives and dies thinking this is a face-to-face situation. In all the languages of the world, this is a face-to-face situation. And I really look and I see that never for a millionth of a second have I faced anybody in my whole life. It's always been face there, space here, space for that face. And if I could see my face now along with yours, it would be a melange of both of them, a soup. I wouldn't be able to see either of them. It's unimaginable, the face-to-face situation. It's quite unimaginable. And yet we, in all languages, face-to-face, nobody ever questions that. Well, my job is to question it and say it's not only stupid, it's damaging. Because it's confrontation. And look at the papers, look at the news, what's happening. We were doing a workshop in Israel a month or so ago. We nearly got bombed there. You know, face-to-face confrontation. And it is never face-to-face for the first person. The first person has never faced anyone. There's always been space for that face over there. And this is so obvious. It's asymmetrical, not symmetrical.
What difference does this make for you in personal relationships?
Well, it means you're built for loving, not for confrontation. I mean, what is the heart and substance of love? I mean, to put it at its most basic, to love is to disappear in someone's favour. Isn't it to disappear in favour of someone. You vanish in favour of that person. Well, that is, if I see that I never confronted Richard, suppose we have an incipient quarrel going on, which we might have, and what is my medicine for this incipient quarrel? To see that Richard and I cannot be like that. I'm here at this moment. I'm space for Richard. I've got Richard. I can tell him about the way the light is falling on his nose and his cheeks and all sorts of things about Richard's appearance. He hadn't a clue about it. And you've got some idea. You know what's happening to my beard now. I haven't a clue. We are trading faces. Who's heard of that? Who's heard of it? You go to universities, you know, departments of social psychology, and so forth and so forth. Have you ever heard of face to no face? Never. We live in a crazy world. And the crazy world is a dangerous and naughty world, nasty world. My business is to do something, little something, to make it, to show how favourable the facts are and how miserable the lies are.